my mama's mom and papa. Uh-huh. But I remember now out at the Catholic Cemetery, Cary County, Cork, Ireland, something like that, on that tombstone out there. Yeah.
So you're what they call a second generation American on your mother's side. Have you ever heard that expression?
No.
Like, your mother would be a first-generation American.
Yeah.
She'd be the person born here.
Then you'd put it that way.
So,
when they came over here from Ireland, then they had, like say they had Mama, then Mama got married, had us children.
So then they weren't born in Mobile, they were born in Ireland.
No, my mom and papa was born in Mobile.
Yes,
but not their mom and papa.
Okay.
No, that's right, they were in from Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay.
You got it right.
And how about you, grandmother and granddaddy on your father's side?
I didn't. Papa never talked much about them. I don't know.
You didn't know them through,
No, they were both dead. I did, all four of them were dead when I come home.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I didn't know.
But you think they were probably from Mobile? Born in Mobile or not?
No, because Papa's got relatives up in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've heard him talk about the McAtees and somewhere in Philadelphia.
Do you know what your daddy did for a living?
No, I don't.
And I guess his side of the family was originally from Ireland, too.
I imagine so.
With
that McAtee on it, yeah. Yeah, see, because MC is Irish, I meant, and MAC is Scotch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's how you can tell the difference.
Yeah, let me tell you this. When the first time I went to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
So you had them people up north don't understand how to pronounce the name. In this, it said, in this corner, Leroy McAtee.
McAtee?
McAtee instead of McAtee. So I'd tell all these fathers, I said, look, on Sundays and holidays, it's just McAtee. The rest of the week is just plain old McAtee.
All right, are you married or have you ever been married?
Yeah, I'm married, yeah.
Okay, how old is your wife?
62.
And is she also Catholic?
No, she's non-Catholic.
Do you know what religion she is or what she was brought up in?
Yeah, she was it's called Church of Christ, I believe it is.
Did she convert to being a Catholic to marry you?
No, she goes to her church and I go to mine.
Okay.
Oh, incidentally, we just celebrated our 15th wedding anniversary.
15th?
Yeah, August 12th.
Congratulations. And how much education did she have to learn?
First year high school, but she dropped out.
First year high school?
Yeah, that's what she told me.
That's like ninth grade?
Ninth grade, no.
And does she work?
No, she retired.
What did she used to do?
She was what they call a valve folder at the Bemis Bag Company.
A what folder?
A valve, D-A-L-U-E, a valve folder.
Valve, and what is that? I don't even know what it is.
Well, it's a machine that folds. She works this machine that when these paper bags come off this machine,
uh-huh.
She works this machine that folds them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me. Scenery going by. Hey! Help. I gotta look at the scenery going by.
She's retired now, you say?
Yeah.
Well, who are some of her friends? Now, you said most of your friends were guys you went to high school with. How about her?
Well, her friends were just the foreign. People she worked with, I imagine.
Okay.
Because that's after we got married, well then we started going around different, you know, different places and different friends that we met, and met new friends and everything.
Okay. And do you know where her family was from originally? Like,
yeah.
Was from Ireland?
No, they come from, how you say it, Yalbo City in Florida. Right out of
Ybor City?
Ybor.
Yeah,
yeah, that's where they come from. Yeah. That's where her people come from. And then she was reared in herself, but she lost her mother and father. She lived with her sister in Appalachia. And then she come to Mobile and worked over just being